Now, you had the fireplace. How'd you build a fire? Can you tell me how you make a fire?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just get out in the woods, and the best time's in the summer, like now when it's hot.
Yeah.
Take it across, cut saw, you know, and saw them blocks off, saw a tree down, saw them blocks off, saw up that wood, haul it up there and stack it. And when winter time come, all you had to do is go out there and get it, fire it on here in the porch during the night. Somebody get up out of the bed and come out there and get a few more sticks. And you had an old dog irons in there. And you lay the wood up on that dog iron, put some dry kindling under there, stick a match to it, first thing you know, you had a good fire going. And pull that burnt clean out, get out of the building, nothing, go out there and get a few more sticks of wood and put all that fire. Keep it going all day and all night when it's cold. But we never did run them all, keep it up all during the day. We keep a little bit of coals in there, you know. Then up in the morning when all the wood about burned out, they go and pile them coals up and take some of them ashes, you know, pile up over it. And you'd have some coals there to start a fire with it when night comes.
Yeah.
But you get always very cold. Them little fellas sitting around there hurbling up. Some of them sitting up in the edge of the hearth, you know, on each side of that fire back in the chimney. And I'm saying,
yeah.
Camp at them and run out. Too late.
Yeah. What, did you have something up over the chimney?
Yeah,
on
that.
Of what?
No, didn't have nothing up over the top of the chimney, no.
You know, a place where you might set a clock or something like that?
Oh, in front there in the house, yeah.
What'd you call that?
Mantle. Mantle board, mantle board. The one we got in there is a mantle log.
Mantle what?
A log. It's been split open, cedar log, and split open, and we used that. They did have a board up there, but when I redone it, well, I went and got this old cedar and sawed it open and put hay for it up there for a mantle. Yeah.
I see. When you got the fire going, you said, what'd you get going with? You started it with kindling?
Yeah, just some kindling, a little dry trash or something other, pine or most anything. Some of them use pine, you know.
Yeah, did you call that lighter?
Yeah.
That sort of stuff.
Some of them, now they take the cook stove now. Some of them are to have, they raise corn, you know, and they'd shell the corn and keep the cob. You know what the cob is, don't you?
Yes.
And they'd put it in a little bucket of kerosene. Soak it during the night and get up the next morning, get a couple of three of them cobs and lay them in that stove, stick match to it, you know, and it'd catch fire and pile wood on top of it.
Yeah.
That's where they got the fire started in the morning. Or see, they'd have to come, they come that house down yonder. See, that was a dining hall yonder. And they'd have to come there and start the fire to cook for the group here, you know, all of them eat the same place.
You said the you were talking about the when you started the fire, what would you put on? You put a big, after you got it going, you might put what on it?
Right on in the fireplace?
Yeah.
That's a log chunk of wood you sawed off, towed it in there.
Huh?
As big as you can tote, as long as it'll last.
Yeah. Did you have to clean the fireplace? That was a job, wasn't it?
Well, occasionally you'd tote the ashes out. Yeah.
They were what color?
Most of them, they'd be done, some of them, depend on the wood now. You take a sweet gum, you'd have a white ashes.
Yeah.